another guest has joined Two Deep Podcast. Guess who it ain't?
Miller.
Never have I expected us to have fire-ass guests like we've had this season.
We haven't had many, but we've had...
Gas! And we're gonna add to the list... DJ Lolo! Hey! Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you guys.
He obviously is vibing. Song chosen by him. We fucked with it. Had to slap it on. Welcome to the show, my man.
It's always a techno party with me.
Hey.
I like that.
Love it. Well, we'll obviously get into the pleasantries in a second. First, we got to try. I'm very excited for this shit because this is the same brand, company,
brewery of our favorite.
Of our number one, yeah. I saw this.
Is it our like cumulative number one?
Correct. Yes, it's the one that beat the Golden Monkey.
No, I'm saying like cumulative number one as in company. Where did the whiskey stand?
Well, this is only our first one from this company. Second one.
Third.
Vanilla.
We did. Oh right, third.
So we've had Kentucky Coffee Barrel Stout.
Mm-hmm. Bourbon Barrel. As well was the second one.
Kentucky Bourbon Barrel. I don't know if it was stout, though. I forgot what
an
it was.
Ale?
No. It was a nail.
One second.
Vanilla Barrel.
I'm so excited. It sounds so good. Cheers.
Cheers. Alright. First things first. Yo. Yo, that shit slaps.
Banging! Dude, this company does not miss. Yeah, bro, they're both in our top three, correct?
You guys actually have a list?
Yeah, we have a whole ranking. We have a whole ass ranking.
What's the worst one?
Worst one? Budweiser.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Holy shit.
I love how you put Miller Lite. Like, yeah.
Bro, our list is fully on our Instagram, so we usually post the bullshit for the regular ones, right?
Huh. But every finale,
yeah.
Updated list.
Exactly. So it's all on
there. That's actually dope.
But what's not on there is the scores, which is on this. But you can see our first ever 9 overall was from this company. And this is... Let's not give any...
This is good,
bro. Bias.
Because when I see vanilla, I'm like, all right, when it tastes vanilla, this shit's good.
Like a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like a dessert beer.
Yeah, it does.
Paul, you've been awfully quiet.
Because I'm trying to soak it in. I'm trying to be unbiased, too, because, like, I feel like I have a bias towards this company. I'm trying to, like,
How much percentage is this?
It's 5.5.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
The other one's
heavy.
I'm telling
you, this 1999 Statuation.
This is the lightest one of the three, though, in terms of
alcohol
percentage.
But also, even just, like, in taste, the other ones you could tell were a little bit heavier, a little darker. Especially the coffee one.
No, the whiskey one was...
The bourbon?
Yeah, the bourbon was...
That one, fun. Obviously, that one was a little thicker. But, dude, this is what I'm talking about. This is that X factor. It's got that... Dude, I've never tasted a beer like this, and it's quality.
You guys only got one six-pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, you wanted to go in, huh?
Man, we went in.
Seven
we
Heaven. Shout out to Seven Heaven.
We've been talking bullshit. if I had, like, maybe three of these, yeah, hell yeah.
Well, that's what happens on the finale when we kill a whole bottle. That's the trophy case.
Some. Not
oh,
all,
shit.
Not all of them.
Okay.
But that's from the...
Yo.
Like, every finale, me and Carissa kill one of those ourselves.
You guys like whiskey like that?
Yeah. No, he doesn't. I do.
I mean, it's okay.
Jack
you
and
know?
Coke is my shit.
Yeah. Mine's rum and Coke. I'll take a rum and Coke over a Jack and Coke, but I'll have a Jack and Coke. No problem.
Jameson Ginger.
Mm.
Yeah, or, right? So odd.
Jameson Ginger. I mean, I've had that a little bit,
No,
but...
because Jack goes better with Coke.
Mm,
Jameson goes better with ginger. Ginger, as in ginger ale.
I'm busting this shit.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. Guess goes first. You know how we score?
Okay, how?
You know, like, Barstool Sports, Pizza Reviews?
Okay.
That's your ranking system. Same shit.
See, it's hard because I don't really like tasting... creamy or good tasting things, you know what I mean? Like Jack and Coke, it's pretty good, but
it's not sweet.
It's not sweet, but it does have a little bit of sweetness with the Coke.
But it's not like a vanilla sweet, you know?
Yeah, so
like
I don't ice cream. I feel like I'll probably get tired of this taste. Mm-hmm. But initially, if I were just to have one, just like I am right now.
Yeah, first, this is it.
Probably like a 7.9. 7.9.
Okay. Around there. That's good.
That's a solid answer.
Yeah.
Well, for me, because I don't taste beer that much. I don't really like beer like that. I'm a whiskey guy, so.
I am a whiskey guy as well.
I'm meddling between three numbers right now.
I am a beer guy, though, too. I mean, we both are.
That's what I'm saying, like. And I agree, when you said it could get old, 100%. Like, I wouldn't get this every time.
But remember.
Exactly, it's not about that.
It's not about, we don't take, well, I mean, it's not, that's how we score it. We don't take that into account because we're going based on that.
Flavor.
No, this is good.
I think maybe it weighs into account sometimes, but sometimes with that X factor, it's just boom. I'm ready. I have my number locked in.
All right, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, 8, 7. Oh, fuck! I was fucking right there, too. I was going either 8, 6, or 8, 7.
We're in sync right now.
This is why you guys do this, huh?
This beer is gas. 100% gas. 8.6. First time I drank something higher than Paul in a while. A 7.9, though, that's fair, especially given your...
I'm not a beer guy.
No, but given the analysis stance. Was good where it's like, 100%. It's not beer. Like it doesn't taste like beer, and I can understand when you take that perspective.
It's really like a dessert. It really is.
For me, I would drink a Modelo.
Oh, yeah.
A Modelo? Like
what's a Modelo nice, for you? What's a Modelo? Rank that.
A Modelo? For me, all right, see, I like bitterness, and that's weird. Like, I don't...
Yeah, you like no. beer taste?
I hate beer, but if I were to take a beer, I'd probably take a Modelo. Only because, like...
That's your go-to? Number one?
That's a tough one, though. Because I like a... What's that called? I like ciders a lot, too, though.
Ooh.
It's like a Downy cider.
Anti-cider.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I fuck with the Downy cider, especially like a pumpkin one.
But now you're talking about drinks. You're not talking about just beer, you know?
I mean, isn't a cider technically a beer?
No.
It's not. No, technically not. Like if...
It's a cider.
I don't want to get into
okay,
like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, cider is different.
If I were to go to a bar and they don't magically have fucking Jack and Coke, I'll get a cider. Like a Downy cider.
Really?
Bro, they have like 5%, 6% ciders.
If
and they
you go,
get you
we should do another sus season.
No.
No? We had one sus season where we didn't do beers. We just did like seltzers, like the Twisted Teas and Four Locos. That was good.
Four Locos.
We did Twisted Teas and Four Locos.
I want to hear that podcast.
It's with his boys. Jake and Tommy.
Yeah. Mm. Jake's in Dubai right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. All right. So usually what we do is whenever we have a guest, we give a little moment, take as long as you want to introduce yourself, say anything you want to say, let the people know who you are.
All right. Okay. So for the people that know me, you know, I go by DJ Lolo. My real name is Lawrence.
Marshmallow.
I was Marshmallow for Halloween. That shit was lit. For the people that don't know me, you know, my name is Lawrence. People call me DJ Lolo. You know, usually people start calling me Lawrence, but as soon as they hear that my nickname is Lolo, people
it's
usually
over.
Just call me Lolo.
Yeah.
Everybody that's negative calls me Larry. And people that hear this and whoever, you know.
You know who
this,
you are.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Motherfucker.
Calvin.
Hey.
But, I'm a DJ. I started DJing in high school, you know, just bullshitting. A few parties. I DJed the senior week. I DJed, my first ever event was at a... What was it? Underneath a church And it was for, like, a quinceañera, but it was, like, a bullshit quinceañera. I don't know. It was, like, so weird.
Did they give you, like, set songs to play, or so you just came up with whatever?
I didn't have any sort of DJ decks or whatever. Yeah. How I started out, it was with my phone. There's this thing called Virtual DJ. Not Virtual DJ. It was, like a DJing app on your phone. And, like, I would do it bullshitting, and a lot of people were like, yo, like...
It's kind of good.
Yeah, it's kind of good. Why don't you actually do it? So, nah, they didn't really care about the songs that I played, but they did pay me by buying my first ever DJ deck. It was like $100 one.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a small little...
It's an interesting term of payment. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like $150.
How'd you work that one out? You said instead of paying me, buy me this? Or they offered you that?
No, they just offered me it. They were like, look... Because I was really good friends with the guy that hired me to do it.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, yeah, man, we're going to... I know you want to DJ so bad, so we're going to give you opportunity. I don't know if he's ever going to hear this, but Agu...
Shout out,
Agu. I don't talk to him no more. He paid me... Well, the place paid me with the
soundboard.
DJ set, yeah.
Now, soundboard is the ones with the squares?
No, it wasn't soundboard. It was like
it's a DJ deck.
It was like a small little DJ deck. It had two little turntables, mm-hmm. like small-ass turntables. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can, you know, smaller than your hand. And it had like four buttons in the middle, some bullshit one.
Yeah, something though.
Yeah, it was something. And I used my dad's laptop. I connected everything. The speakers they already had, so I just connected everything. And after high school, I wanted to focus on my studies because I was, you know, that's like every other guy. You know, they had big dreams, and then sometimes they're like, that's not gonna work out.
Mm.
So I just stopped. And turns out I didn't really want to focus on my studies. Mm. I dropped out of college 2 years
in. What college did you go to?
I went to Berkeley.
Berkeley?
Yeah, I
went to Berkeley. UC Berkeley?
Berkeley in Woodland Park.
Oh, yeah, genius.
Yeah, no. I went to Berkeley for 1 year. I played soccer there. I was just bullshitting. And then my second year, actually, hold on. Before actually going into Berkeley, I was going to play at Senior Hall.
Okay.
I was going to play soccer there at Senior Hall, but my grades were shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a genius.
Yeah. So I was not a genius. But, my grades were shit. I ended up not going there. He told me to go to some bullshit school, get my grades up. And then I could eventually go back there. But he already had his team. Mm. He didn't want nobody else in after my first year. I was low-key a genius, though, because in Berkeley, I ended up with a 3.6 GPA.
Tough.
So I was actually, like, focusing. But, I ended up going to Willie P., William Patterson. Shout out, Willie P. That was, like, a tough year for me, too. But after I left college, I think 2 years in, I'm sorry. After leaving college, I said, I want to eventually get back into it, but...
What made you drop out? Did you have something else you had your eyes set on, or you just said, fuck it?
No, I was going through a tough breakup.
Damn!
It was really, really bad, and she was also there. She followed me from Berkeley to Willie P. And, it was really tough. Just going back there and stuff. Yeah. And all the friends that I used to have there, like, I still talk to them to this day. One of them is actually a really good DJ. And,
it was that bad of a breakup? I'm kind of interested, but I don't know.
I could talk. We could just bullshit and talk about it, right?
I'm down.
I mean, yeah.
I want to hear.
All right, I'm not going to name any names, all right? But
keep them anonymous.
Let's just say I cheated on her a couple of times.
Boy.
It was like a 3-year relationship.
Okay.
It was going to 4 years, but we ended up breaking up. But I broke up with her so many times. And it was just like me cheating a lot. I was just in a big party mood at Willie P. And at the end of it all, like when the semester was ending, I ended up confronting my sins.
You just told her?
I told her everything. Like, I broke down. I told her everything, and she was, like crying and stuff, this and that. So, wow. That happened, and that night, I stayed over at her dorm. We slept, and she had to go to work the next day, and then I ended up getting a phone call saying that she was doing the same shit to me.
The whole time she had been doing that to him?
The whole time.
And, phone call? Just a random phone call?
This girl, I fucked around with her, and, she was actually a mutual friend.
Damn.
With her. And, yeah, she ended up saying, like, the whole entire scoop. So then I confronted the people, and two of them were actually my boys.
There we go. It's all starting to tie together now.
It was all tying together, and I was like, you know what? Like, this school is so toxic. Like, I can't do this anymore.
That's crazy, because you were... I'm sorry to cut you off, but, like, you felt like you were trying to, like, own up to everything.
Yeah, I was owning up to my sins. Because you felt
so bad.
Yeah.
Just to find out that she didn't really give a shit either.
Bro, I was a piece of shit back then. Like, a piece of shit.
Yeah, obviously.
You have to think from this perspective, right? It's like, you think in your head, you're like, fuck, I feel sorry. Like, you know, you probably felt bad. That's why you came forward and stuff, right? But then when you hear, like, they're doing it back, it's like,
man, they're not, fuck that bitch.
But it's also like, you think in your head, like, well, I feel sorry about it. Why didn't she come forward? Does she not feel sorry about
it? Like, in the moment that in the moment that you owned up, she should have also said, well, fuck, I've also done it. But to me, because then she, you haven't finished the story yet, but to me, that's like, now she's just sitting there like, oh, I cheated, but he said that, so now I can make him look like the bad guy and come out scot-free. Yeah. No. So you can continue, you know, you found out it was your boys and didn't want to go back.
Found out with my boys and I was like, you know what, fuck that. I'm never going to the school ever again. So I was planning on going to other schools, but bro, I was like down bad. Like I was partying a lot still. Can we just talk about whatever.
Right? I mean, you could say anything. We choose not to be incriminating. It's up to you.
I've said things on here that...
He said controversial things.
All right, well,
it's up to you.
I used to smoke a lot. I stopped.
He said that. He's come forward. Yeah, I've said that many
times. Okay, all right, I used to smoke a lot. And when I say a lot, like, it was like, I would just spend $400, $500 every week on just weed.
Damn.
So I was just like down bad. Damn,
that's like what, like an ounce?
Yeah, I would get like an ounce, sometimes a half, like... Yeah, it was so bad.
Damn.
But, going through that shit, it made me stop working. It made me stop talking to people. And then eventually my sister got me out of my ass and I started working. The more I worked, the more I was getting a lot of money. I was like, okay, what the fuck am I going to do in life?
Yeah.
And then
start figuring shit out.
And then, bam, the pandemic happened. Right? So I was just like, fuck. Like, what am I going to do now? I had all this money. I was still working through the pandemic because...
What'd you do?
I did takeout. Okay. I used to work at a restaurant. And that was the first job that I got after...
What do you mean by takeout? Like, delivery?
Yeah. No, not takeout. I'm sorry. Whatchamacallit? Yeah, takeout. Like, people go into the store and, like, they pick up the food.
All right. So you were, like, cashier.
Yeah. I was, like, a host at a restaurant. But
okay, for takeout.
Once they closed down the restaurant, they were still doing takeout.
They
didn't do delivery, but they were doing takeout. So
people would pick up.
Yeah, pick up and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I was getting a lot of money. And the more I was getting money, I was like, okay, like, music is my shit. And it was always my shit.
Yeah.
So me and my boy Nick, Nick Binguido, I don't know if you're ever going to hear this, but he was a very talented rapper. And we used to just fuck around after the gym. Like, he would just, like, rap, and, like, I would make, like, stupid-ass, like, music with GarageBand on my phone. And we had this idea, like, yo, what if we just made a whole studio, and, like, we actually, like, made music, and we got people lit. So, that's what I did. You know, I got so much money. I ended up buying my whole studio. You know, little by little, I bought a computer, bought a small little keyboard. I eventually bought a desk, I eventually bought speakers, you know, all that type of shit. But I still had the small little DJ deck. Now, here's the thing. Matt Neto, he used to work at a, what do you, like a bellboy? Not a bellboy, like the people that work at like hotels, like in the front. What was that called?
Concierge? Yeah, like I know.
He gets the luggage and shit?
No, like they check people in.
Yeah, they check people in. Like, what's that called?
Fucking cashier, man.
It's not a cashier.
Hoster.
I think host, bell, like a,
yeah. Like whatever.
Front desk, motherfucker.
Front desk. There you go.
Yeah.
So he used to work at a front desk, and there was this really good DJ there that just did like weddings or private parties and shit. And he was selling his, it's called a DDJ 1000 SRT. This shit is...
Neto was selling it?
The guy was selling it.
Oh, okay.
Now, this shit costs you maybe $1,400. And nowadays, it's probably like $1,600 or $1,800, depending on where you get it from.
Okay.
Because it's really like low in stock. And he was selling it with a case, and the case itself is like $300, $400. He was selling everything for $1,200. Like,
wow.
And I only had $1,500 in my bank account at the time.
Wow.
And I was like, bro, like, should I take this? Like,
you don't get a better offer.
Yeah, I will never get a better offer. And I never thought I would go back into DJing. But when Matt said that, he was like, bro, like, because Matt always hypes me up, bro. Like, when I was back in high school, I did these, like, mixes. It was like mix one, mix two, mix three, mix four. And, like, he would always play it. Even, like, played it to other people.
Yeah.
So, when he was talking to this DJ and he was like, yo, like, he's selling this shit. You should definitely buy it. I was like, you know what? Like, wow. What I have to lose, money is always going to come back. So, then I bought that shit. And, yeah, I was, like, broke for a minute. But, you know, eventually I got that money back. And I had that DJ thing sitting in my fucking room for, like, 2 or 3 months. Now,
the new pad?
Yeah, like the new DJ deck. I should have brought it today. Fuck, I could have like mixed some shit.
That's what I'm saying. You said it there, and I was fucking down. Right,
maybe we could do like a part two or some shit.
Yeah,
just talk bullshit. But now, if you guys want me to DJ in like bullshit for your 100th like, episode,
like I'll you just come do through that. And you sit and you fucking I'm in the background.
I'll put the pads and shit like
that.
Like, wow. Boom! Damn! Wow! Or some shit.
Yeah, but you have to partake in the.
Yeah, the shots. Take a few shots.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The boys.
That's how, look.
It's interesting that you say that because you were mentioning, because when I first, literally this all got together since last week, maybe.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
4 days ago. Well, it was here. He was like, yo, I want to be on. And he was telling me that stuff. But he still thought we did video.
Yeah, that would have been dope to like, you know, like, let's say if someone says some funny shit and then bang, there's a camera to me, like, putting, like, damn, you know?
Because he was explaining it that way. He was explaining it, like, oh, I could do this in the video. I was like, bro, we don't do video anymore. But I was saying, and it's funny, that's what I was saying, it was funny that you set up for episode 100, comes back. We wanted
we're thinking about doing
a little something. Nothing's official yet. Stay tuned.
Yeah, but, yeah, all in all, after having that shit just stay in my room for like 2 to 3 months, I got a call by a guy named Justin, not Justin Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. Shout out J-Rod TV.
Yeah, J-Rod TV. Please come back. Yeah. I used to be the official filmer with Matt, actually.
Wow. Yeah?
So I used to film his videos, and that shit used to be so much fun. But,
I got a call. It all ties together.
It all ties together.
Telling you.
Yeah.
No, I got a call saying, hey man, like, I've always wanted to build some sort of business. This guy, Justin, he has small businesses everywhere. He owns like a limo company, a flower company, a construction company. And he wanted to make some sort of music company.
Okay.
So when he overheard from, you guys know Damien?
Mm-hmm.
Damien
Kaloje?
Yeah.
His sister is actually dating Justin.
Oh, okay.
And,
Claudia.
Not Claudia. Yeah. Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia. Okay, one. Okay. Wait, didn't they get married?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I know the family.
Yeah, okay, yeah, small world, I guess.
Small world, yeah, everything ties together.
That's why I'm saying it.
He said, hey, man, you know, I heard that you wanted to be a DJ, and I've always had that dream, but I just never partake in it, you know? Yeah. Like, I never...
Came to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was like, yeah, like, I have a DJ deck that's just sitting there. I've always wanted to use it, but, you know, I just never used it. And, yeah, he's like, look, man, I'm going to invest in you. And I'm going to put time and effort in you. And if you give me 150% instead of 100%, then, you know, we're just going to keep building together.
Just got blessed with an opportunity.
So, and I was heading to work. I work at my parents' place. Shout out Exotic Stones. If you guys ever been to Garden State Mall, next to Starbucks, there's a place called Exotic Stones. We sell, like...
It's where the white bitches go?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn. You believe in that shit? Your parents believe in that shit, or they're just saying it for
parents,
the money?
My parents do believe in it. Me, personally, I love having it in my room. Like, do you have any crystals and shit in here?
Wait, no. What is this?
A block. Fucking crystals that they fucking...
I'm getting a good
feeling, like, off this. This crystal I'll rub for good luck and, like, happiness and a peace of heart.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A lot of people are into that, like, amethyst and clear quartz, rose quartz, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I always say this to customers, too. Like, they always ask me, like, do you believe in this shit? Like, there's a lot of shit that happened in there that I just can't believe. I've had stones move by themselves for 6 hours straight.
What do you mean?
Dude, I have video.
What do you mean 6 hours straight?
I hope the video.
Pull up the fucking video. What the fuck are you talking about? A moving stone. Bro. You're telling me that magic exists?
Dude, I made a mistake. I have to go to the bathroom.
This guy fucking.
Look, let's see if I can pull it up.
I have to see this video.
No, I'm gonna show you guys the video.
What do you mean move it? Like, in the store? Bro, at your house?
Like, these... In my house and in the store itself, like, there's... Oh, that's not it. There's stones that, I guess, with so much energy and shit that they just move.
What do you mean energy?
Okay, so let me take back to... Yeah, let me take this all the way back. So before the Mayans, the Egyptians... All that shit. People used to wear, like, stones. You know, they used to wear, like amethyst crystals. Because obviously, like, when you're a fucking...
Yeah, it looks like a shiny gem.
Yeah, they see a shiny thing coming out of the earth. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Let's praise that shit. But nowadays, scientists, they do studies on these type of stones. And, bro, like, they actually find some sort of energy, like...
What do you mean? Can you explain
like
further?
Energy, like, I guess molecules or... I don't fucking know. Like, some sort of, like, okay, so everything has some sort of, like, energy in it, right?
Okay.
Everything is made out of some sort of molecules, right?
Yes, you know? And the molecules move.
Yeah.
Vibrate.
So, and some of them kind of vibrate energy out of it, right?
Correct.
Like, even us, like, we some...
Yeah.
We have some sort of, like, I guess, like, cloak over us that kind of, like, gives off energy in a way. Even, like, your computer screen is giving off rays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So these stones, they have some sort of, you know, energy inside of them, and sometimes a clear quartz is all about energy, right? It's basically the white fucking crystal that you see.
Can you pull it up?
Clear quartz? Oh, hold on, let me show you this guy, the video.
Bro, I don't know what's good with these stones, but I don't know if you can hear it.
You hear that?
Look, I'm gonna stop it.
You hear the...
That could be explained through science.
No.
You don't hear it, right?
Look, I stopped it. And you know what's
okay,
crazy?
When you said moving fucking crystals, I thought they were fucking shaking in a fucking glass jar or something.
Well, look, there's video. I mean, you can pull up videos
this
right
is
now,
clear quartz.
And yeah, that's clear quartz. So clear quartz, believe it or not, any watch that you have nowadays, they have clear quartz.
Yeah.
In it.
Like quartz
a,
watch.
Like a yeah.
It's not glass.
It's not glass. It's an actual. It's called clear quartz or white quartz.
Yes.
And they have it inside watches only because it gives off energy.
I don't think that's why. I think maybe financially it costs less.
Well, no, that's not...
It costs less than glass?
I mean, either that or it's more bougie.
No, it's that's the...
They could sell it for more, and they make more of a profit than they would if they made it from glass.
That's the science behind it, though.
Why did they put...
Do you know what that energy is you're talking about? That's heat.
It's, maybe... It's...
You're talking to someone who knows a lot about chemistry.
Yeah, but do you have, like, a background in
clear quartz? Define temperature.
I mean, you're like the ultimate
What is the right? definition of temperature? How do you define temperature? It's the average kinetic energy of all the molecules in a certain object. Molecules vibrate when they hit on things and they bounce off each other. They release energy in the form of heat.
Okay, now look.
So as the molecules move faster, you're mistaking a hot sensation for nothing, right? They're okay, moving so fast.
Come, if it's come, cold... How come this isn't moving right now? If this is like... It's a flask, right? Let's say if there's...
It is moving. It's vibrating right now at the molecular level.
But you can't see it, you can't hear it?
Do you feel... Unless the... If I turn this wind off and we're... Or the fan off and we're just sitting in this room, no wind, would you feel the air hitting you?
No.
But the air is still hitting you. Gases are just so far apart from each other that they don't have any real weight, any... noticeable tangible mass. These molecules are so close together that they form into a solid, which is why they're sitting here.
Now explain to me, why is that stone, right? Because see, this is why I kind of wish you guys brought back the camera, because I could have shown the video and people were gonna be like, oh shit. But let's say if in that video, right, it was on a platform and there's 10 other stones there. Why is that one the only one moving?
That's the thing.
It's that a different stone than the other one. They weren't all the same stones.
Obviously, every stone is like
different. So you're saying there's a scientific reason
behind. Correct.
Oh yeah, that's how I am too, though. But
what stone was that?
That was a citrine. Citrine is S I T R I N E. But that's not the only video I have of that specific stone. There's other stones that move by themselves. Look, this is another one. This is a black tourmaline.
Dude, it's probably like... I don't know fucking rock shit, but like... That's dude, what it's I'm probably saying. Like, it's probably like the molecules are like slowly look, cracking.
And it's not... And it's not even like, yeah, like but why crack. Are stones doing that? Why isn't any other object doing that? Like, you could definitely
hear that. Yeah, you guys could hear that.
Yeah.
Cracking joints. I'm gonna find the shit this, bro. There's no fucking way. I don't know what the explanation of that is. But there has to be an explanation. Like this whole energy thing, like, I don't... buy into that. Like, you're talking about ki.
I don't buy into it either, but
Dragon Ball ki or like chakra from Naruto type shit.
Yeah, but here's
like when I hear energy, that's what I think of. Like, telling me I have energy.
Here's my
like, no shit, I have thing. An internal like, temperature.
If there's a scientific reason, why isn't it right there?
Because I'm not looking up the right things, my
friend. You're searching up joints.
Wait.
My what? My shire?
Clicking. There we go. Okay.
My...
No, that's not it.
Citrine stone is clicking. Or why don't you just put, why do crystals...
Fills your life with positive
energy. No, don't. I don't want to read this. This is going to give you the spiritual thing. I want, like, the...
Why do stones move? Put that. Why do stones
move? It's not moving.
Dude, it's...
When you say move, it has to change its location.
It's doing this really fast. Yeah, you probably can't see it in the video, but it's doing this. That's why you hear it.
You could see it when you're
in person. Yeah, in person you can actually see it. Like, if you actually stare at it for a while, you can see it
move. Look up, why do stones move? Why do stones move on their own?
Vibrate.
Or put crystals. Or
vibrate, yeah. Why do stones vibrate? Science.
Yeah, right here. That's yeah, the science behind the spiritual.
Wait. Oh. I found something. Listen, do you hear the sound of crystals?
Yeah, this is good.
Yes, I found one.
Okay.
It's got an answer. The reason. Vibrations of the crystals. Suck it. These vibrations are produced through the physical and chemical reactions between the surface of the crystal and the surrounding air. Suck it. The vibrations of the crystal create the sound. Suck it. Again. These vibrations can be caused by external force such as temperature, suck it, light, or vibration. Wait.
No, no, no.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't talk to me about this bullshit.
You probably wrote this shit.
I'll tell you what. No. I'll tell you. It's a fascinating, like scientific phenomena, but at the same time, like, it makes, like, the business kind of more impressive.
Because at that point, you know, it's more appealing to the retards,
the people that don't use their head are gonna look at that and be like, oh my god. And there's a lot of girls who need all the answers, there needs to be something, it's not just me,
it can't be, oh, it's my fucking stones.
There are people who would listen to this and pull this article and be like, that's bullshit, like, science is bullshit. It's not that.
You know what I tell those people? Have fun being ignorant.
There's science behind everything.
Everything.
Bro. That's what I believe in, and I'm a big non-believer in things. Like, do you guys believe in ghosts?
Oof, that's a good question, because we've talked about aliens, we've talked about religion. I was not expecting you to say ghosts.
Well, look, I'm a big fucking ghost addict. I watch ghost hunting videos every single night.
Those are all fake, though.
No.
I don't know. Some things, like, I can't, like...
No, but... Here's my thing. It's like... I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, there's certain... Like, I've heard from people, like, wouldn't make shit up, like... Oh, like, I was exploring, like, this abandoned... We were exploring this abandoned place, and, like... Shit moved. And, like, in your head, you're this ultimate skeptic's like, well, that's just someone sitting there, right? But then these idiots go, like, you know, want to go see what the hell's going on.
Is it a video?
And there's nothing. There's no video. I don't have video. I heard this.
Story you heard from your boy, right.
Yeah. So, and it's like, at the same, like, do I think he's just bugging out? Maybe. That's a possibility. But at the same time, you hear enough of these stories put together, and then you see all the fucking, what is it, Ouija board or whatever?
Yeah.
And all this stuff, like...
I don't believe in that shit.
I don't believe in a Ouija board, but, like, there's certain things that happen. You know what I'm talking about. Like in the ghost videos that, like...
No.
Look, I don't know. I
think there's a lot of shit that we can't, like, you know... We can't explain. Like, okay, you guys said you guys talked about aliens and shit, right? Do you guys believe in aliens?
Yes.
He does.
Okay, because I think it's real. My dad actually told me a story... and he still says it to this day. He was in Uruguay, coming back from work, and he used to walk everywhere because he didn't have a car. He was walking on this long road, and in Uruguay there's a lot of farmland, right?
Yeah.
So he was walking back to his house from work late at night, and he said that he was walking on this long road, and then this bus, like, was slowly, like, stopping next to him, and he was like, what the hell is going on? And he sees, like, inside the bus, and everyone's looking up, like, pointing and shit. And when he looked up, he saw, like, a circle, but just going like this.
Oh, your boy?
No, my dad.
Your dad? Oh, my God.
Like, he just saw, and, like, my dad's a big bullshitter. He is a lot of, like...
No, don't say that.
So he makes a lot of jokes and shit, but I know when he's serious. And he's told this story to a lot of people, and... It was just like a fucking ring, like, going in circles, and it just zoomed, like, it just zipped out of the sky. And to this day,
One of the eyewitnesses from the bus.
Yeah, right? Like, I wish I can speak to somebody else about it, but my dad always said that story, and whenever he would say that story, it was just, like, genuine. Like, he just seemed so genuine.
He was convinced. But the thing is, right? Like,
okay, but I can believe aliens, right? I think it's absolutely ridiculous for anybody to think that... sheer mass that is space.
Oh, yeah.
How big the universe is. Not even our universe.
That there isn't something else.
That there isn't one other fucking planet. Like, the odds that there aren't are actually less than if there are. Right? But ghosts, that's like a supernatural phenomenon. Right? And again, I'm a science guy.
Yeah,
but a lot of these things just people don't really think about. Right? Like, they'll hear a door shut in their room. Or in their house.
You never had some sort of experience?
I heard a voice before.
Oh, alright, say the story.
And I was afraid you're gonna say that, because when I thought about it while you were talking about yours, your dad's story, I was like, wait, you know, I remember one time I heard a voice, like, I was walking out of my room,
When was this?
Yeah, home. Literally in this house. So like within,
in here?
Within the past year and a half, 2 years, I like walked out of my room, and I could have sworn I like heard my name being called. And like I walked into the room and because like my girlfriend was she here? I can't, because I feel like somebody was here. And I thought it was them, and I walk in, and it's not. And I was like, it was Andre. And I was like, did you just call my name? He's like, no. I was like, what the fuck?
See, that could probably be in your head.
Yeah,
too,
that could be. Like, when I hear.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, here's I'm not saying. But I still don't believe. I still don't like believe it. Exactly. I still don't believe. I got schizophrenia.
But like,
I still don't
believe
in ghosts.
When you see, like, something move. Or
that's just your eyes playing fucking games with you, bro.
Right,
your eyes aren't perfect.
Here's the thing. I have a story. Right? And this is what kind of made me more interested about ghosts and shit. Now, the house that I live in now, full disclaimer, like, this shit doesn't happen anymore. But when we first moved into our house, there was an old lady that lived her whole entire life in the house that we lived in. But we renovated the whole entire place, like, changed the walls, changed everything. We even added a room.
Classic horror story, origin story.
So this old lady lived her whole entire life, and the neighbors downstairs, because I live in an apartment, the neighbors downstairs, they say that when nobody was living up there in our house, they would hear walking, like walking in our house. And they would, and this is just what my neighbor said, you know what I mean?
They're trying to scare you.
And I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, bro.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me continue. I'm sorry.
Look. They would hear walking in our house and shit. And this is when nobody lived in our house. Like, it was still under renovation and shit. And, yeah, like, sometimes in the middle of the night when we, you know, when we first moved in there, we would hear, like, things walking in our attic. Mind you, we don't have a fucking attic.
It's the roof.
We have just the roof, but inside the roof, you know, there's some sort of,
crawl
like,
space.
Room, crawl space. And we would hear walking, bro. And to us, it would be like, ah, it's a fucking squirrel, it's a fucking raccoon, whatever the fuck it is. But it was like you can hear like some sort of walking. Now, I had a fucking huge scare when I was doing my laundry at like 3 a.m., the witching hour, right? It was like 3 a.m., and I was downstairs in my basement, bro. And my basement looks like a scene from The Conjuring. Like, that shit is like scary. But I'm down there, I'm doing my laundry, and I don't know why, but I started to feel, like, so hot, like paranoid for some reason, right?
That means they walk through you.
And I'm feeling like someone's, like, staring at me, bro. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know if you guys ever felt
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Bro, it's just, like, scared. Someone just staring
true
at me.
True
yeah.
fear.
Yeah, so I was just like, bro, what is going on right now? And I don't know what it was, but something just made me just turn around. And as soon as I turned around, bro, like, in the back hallway of the basement, I could have sworn I saw something black just fucking...
That's just your eyes playing. It was dark?
Dude, no. It was, like light. Like, we have, like, two light bulbs or whatever. And it looks...
You won. I don't know, man.
And I saw it, bro. I saw it, and my heart sank, son. Like, you have no idea. I didn't even finish my laundry that day. I fucking ran upstairs, bro. And my dad was, like, still awake at the time. I don't know why he was awake. But I, like, burst into the door, and my dad's like, what's going on? I'm like, bro, like I just saw some shit that I couldn't explain or whatever, and, like, I told him about it, and then that's when he brought up...
The old woman?
The old woman, and my neighbor's talking to him about the footsteps.
No, here's the one thing. Here's the one thing because when you're paranoid like that, anything...
That's what I'm saying!
Anything,
yeah,
like, you instantly in your head...
Hyper-analyze.
Now, look, you say you're a non-believer, right? Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm on the fence.
Okay,
just
so
like
look,
with aliens, I'm on the fence.
Me too. But
what?
Look,
I'm
here's
on
the thing.
Fence.
Here's the
You've
thing.
Seen it?
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yes. Roswell.
Actually, wait, I lied. I think I saw an alien, and you can talk to Damien about this shit, too. Like, man.
What? Why isn't that the first story that you fucking said?
No, it's
you
just,
saw an alien?
I didn't see an alien, but me and Damien, we kind of looked up to the sky, and we saw something red just sitting there, and it just shot up, and it, like, disappeared. Now, we don't know if it's, like, it was, like, a light like someone was like shining or some shit on a cloudy night.
Like a laser.
Yeah, like a laser, but it was kind of like weird.
Freaky.
But yeah, besides that, like you said you never like you don't believe in this shit, right?
Yeah.
Then why don't you go to like a ghost hunting, like
I would, just never had the opportunity.
Like, okay.
I'd fucking tough that shit out. I'd be calling everything you're out. Please, please, please fucking murder me so yeah. Fucking go surreal, please.
You fucking Rambo that shit?
I would fuck everyone be all scared and I'd be like, I'd be fucking making noises and shit then, like, pull up, pull up, let me see it. Because that's the thing, like, all right, if I see it, I'll be scared to death, right? Obviously. But you're, like, I want to see it.
I don't play around with that stuff, though.
Play around with what? Play around with what?
Because if they're real, I'm not trying to antagonize.
Yeah, bro, that shit's fucking literally bullshit.
Dude. Don't
it's a fucking thing that they sell. Antagonize. It's a fucking marketing tactic.
I don't antagonize.
Yeah, that's the thing too, though.
Like, I don't antagonize who?
The fucking spirits, dude.
What spirits, bro?
I don't know, but like, I don't want to test it. I'm not gonna sit there and go like when there's. Oh, there's paranormal activity here. I'm not going to be like, fuck you, kill me.
Bro, if there was no such thing as, like, horror movies, right?
Okay.
This would not be a thing.
Yeah, but it's not even horror movies.
The only reason you're scared of it is because they fucking put it
fucking
Hollywood.
I'm not scared of it because I know I'm not going to be an idiot and do what you do and antagonize these fucking things. You don't know what...
They're real.
Well... I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't really.
All right, you know your religion, right? You have no problem saying fuck all the other ones.
How about this? How about this?
Kanye West.
Have you ever seen the movie?
That's a whole other.
Have you ever seen the movie of some little kid, right? This is probably so off topic, but
we've been off topic.
Yeah, I didn't even finish my story of like my upbringing and shit. Alright, have you seen the movie with some little kid, right? He eventually, like, I don't know what happened to him, but he, like, died or some shit. And he, like, not magically, but, like, he got, like, risen, and he said that he saw his grandpa, he saw God himself, like, little ass kid, like, 4 years mm-hmm. old. There's a movie about it.
There's a lot of stories I've heard like that.
But this little ass kid is, like, saying, like, yeah, I saw grandpa, he was wearing, like, you know, black glasses, and he had wavy hair and shit like that. He's like 4 years old. Well, he's gonna see a picture, and he's gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna lie to my parents about this after I just died.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And like, his parents are like, what the fuck? And they go to their old pictures and shit, and the kid was explaining exactly what that picture is like how he looked like. So to me, it's like that's supernatural, bro. Like, this kid died, and then he...
And he didn't see anything like that. He didn't see
anything. It's a movie.
And bro, he's 4...
No, is it based on a true story?
His parent, yeah. Oh. It's based on a true story.
You could put based on a true story in front of fucking anything. It's not really...
Bro, so if you search it up, I'm pretty sure you can... You know, I forgot the name of the movie, but... But it was actually, like it actually happened to this little kid.
Heaven is real.
Yeah, Heaven is real. There you go.
Heaven is for real. The book based on details from... Okay. Apparently... I don't know how much is real. Let's look it up. Fact check.
There you go.
True story versus movie.
I think it was pictures. Like,
no, I just got shot down.
There you go. Apparently, that's the real family there. Then.
Yeah.
You see, like that's so weird, bro. Like that's just this is kind of like why I kind of think the supernatural is real, because how in the world is that even possible, bro?
When Caruso dies and comes back as a ghost.
I thought the boys rock. I definitely haunt some people. Oof, great question. If you were a ghost, who would you haunt?
Oh, dude, I don't even know.
Your ex?
Hell yeah, fuck that bitch. Yeah, right? Nah, but,
Paul, what about you?
I think I'd just watch everything. Like, I would look for stupid people. That would be entertaining.
You either cut to black, or you haunt somebody.
Oh, yeah, then I would haunt, like...
Who?
Probably, like a serial killer.
See, there's
some random person?
Yeah.
There's story behind the, like, ghosts and shit, though. They say that whenever you die, let's say if you're, like, you die unexpectedly. Like, you're just sitting at home, someone, bang, shoots you in the back of the head, you die. There's a God's plan, right? Now, they say that God's plan is, like, you have some sort of, like, life goal or, like, your life has meaning, right? Now, if someone were to end your life, you would come back as a ghost, but you're stuck in this time loop. Meaning, you don't know why you're dead or like, why you're some sort of spirit, but it's like your mind always replays that same day that you die. Because it's like you didn't finish your life. Now, people that die of old age, they say that they didn't take God's plan. They took another path that God didn't put them in, and then they're replaying their same age right before they die. So when someone's like older and they died in a house or if they died in a hospital or whatever, then they're in that hospital like constantly, but they're so confused. So they're in this constant loop, and that's why it's like haunted. Like that specific room is haunted or that specific object is haunted because it's like that person was like connected to that object.
And so that's like the theory behind ghosts.
Yeah, that's the theory behind ghosts and like spirits. And when you bring in like...
One theory.
What?
One theory.
I mean, yeah, that's one theory about behind it. And that's the one I kind of like... Is more reasonable.
That would suck.
I mean, that's...
I thought to me, well, I thought ghosts were like, you could just haunt. Go do whatever you fucking want. Like
you have something... Well, that makes sense, then why, like, something... if someone dies here, like, that's why they're stuck there.
Because they're still holding on to something. Like, they can't fully let go.
They can't, yeah.
But they're still allowed to, like, you know, exist in the current world. Like, they follow time. You know, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But, like, they go along with time. Like, they're not stuck in that one day.
So that's why a lot of ghost hunters, like, whenever they go and, you know, try to find these spirits or whatever, they're like, how can we help? You know, like, oh, you're stuck here. And a lot of these ghosts, like, you know... I mean, they do, like, sessions and shit with, like, what's it called? This recorder thing that they have. And, like, they can play back, like, oh, are you stuck here? And they're like, yes, I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like a disembodied voice or whatever saying it. You know, it's like, there's a lot of witnesses that people say, like, oh, yeah, there's, you know, I got it on my recorder saying, like, oh, yeah, they're stuck or, like, they need help. So that's why a lot of ghost hunters, like, they pray or, like, they, like, you know, they try to ease their mind saying, like, yeah, like, you died here. Like, let's get to the bottom of your, bottom of the case on your murder or, like, why you died, this and that. So, you know, that's why a lot of ghost hunters do what they do.
Mm.
And this is kind of why, you know, I brought up the ghost subject because, you know, I don't know if it's actually true or not. But maybe they can just be bullshitting, too.
But ghosts can't kill people. But you know who can kill people? Friends with guns who get angry over a dice game. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Takeoff.
Takeoff.
Takeoff died. That's something that's crazy. The music industry allegedly is hostile. Well, do you feel threatened for your life, DJ Lolo? Are you the next big shot to go down?
Look.
With the triple X's?
Yeah, yo. I'm talking about triple X. Bro, rest in peace.
Drake killed him.
You think so? You're SMS, in that conspiracy theory?
Triple X.
Yeah. Dude, that... Yo, XXXTentacion, bro. He got me through so much shit, bro. And he was, like, my top favorite artist. I don't know who's top... You know,
Drake.
No, deadass. You might be the reason why I die tomorrow.
Mm.
No, but
shout out Drake Ghost.
No, but Dude, this music industry, bro, recently, in the past year or two, bro, PNB Rock, XXXTentacion, Juice WRLD. I mean, Juice WRLD, he died?
Juice WRLD died right? overdose. But I thought X died like longer than 2 years ago.
Correct.
It was more than 2 years ago.
2018?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah, but like, no, it's interesting, but it's all in like.
Yep, 2018.
Hip hop. Right? It's like in, it's that industry. So like, why?
I mean, it's the music, bro. Some of these rappers.
You don't see like DJs these... going down. Like getting shot.
Not necessarily, but if you're like around people that are kind of like, you know,
sketch,
then yeah, definitely, bro. You never know. I mean, I'm sure like these DJs, like they don't really hang out with these type of people.
Yeah, the big name DJs.
But they've made songs with their lifestyle. You know, like I know, you know, DJ Carnage.
I think I have some of his songs.
You must have some of the songs, but he makes a lot of music with Amigos. You know, people like that. Like I would hate to see him go, but if he's in that industry with like rappers and stuff like that, bro, you could.
Yeah, because those dudes, like, I mean, if you hear like a lot of the old rappers talk about like the old days, like Tupac and stuff, like,
but it's, they used much to be, like, different back in the day,
but
though.
like gang style. yeah it was more gang style, but like now it's like, you don't think these guys still have like ties back,
bro, to, like, if the... you have money, man, if you have all the money in the world, especially like the Migos, bro, that's like three networks like combined.
Yes,
each one of them has some sort of network, and like if you combine three of those, bro, you have a lot
like,
of money.
What's like, why? Why are these people dying then? Like, what's the reason?
I think it's just people just want their money, bro. PNB Rock, I know you said that you don't really.
I don't really know him.
Okay, well, he makes. He used to make a lot of.
Pull up his music. You would know.
You would know as soon as you hear his voice.
PNB Rock?
Yeah, PNB Rock. Look, that song, Selfish. You definitely heard that song before. Like, I'm selfish.
He was on Middle Child?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, I know this guy. I've heard of him before. I don't have a lot of his music, but...
Yeah, but you've heard him before, right?
I've heard this
and
song.
And he does that... Yeah. He's like notorious for the... Oh, yeah, or some shit like that. Yeah, so... bro, he was... eating fucking breakfast at I think it was Compton.
No, he was at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
But that was in Compton, right?
No, it's in LA. It's like I was there. I've been there. It's like
Oh, you were the shooter?
No. I was there in 20.
It all ties together. It all ties together.
No, because when that happened, I guarantee you we had an episode or something.
We didn't talk about this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, whenever it happened, we probably had a episode. I was here.
Alibi.
I definitely have alibis from the day he died.
It ain't no problem.
But he died at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah. I think they died because they got caught up in some shit they shouldn't get caught up in.
No, dude, his story was so stupid, bro. He was just having a family like lunch or some shit.
No, it was
right?
with his girlfriend. It was with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend posted on the IG story, so they knew where he was.
Yeah, and like obviously, stupid like someone bitch. With money like him in a fucking disclosed spot like that, like anybody can just go into.
He didn't have fucking security?
No.
Dude, that's the thing too, like people like this is why like maybe most DJs don't die, or like, you know, there's a lot of big name rappers out there that are still not like dead. But I think it's because of security and like,
yeah, obviously.
The people that they're around with. PNB Rock, like, he was stupid enough to go in there by himself and his girl. XXXTentacion, he had two security guards, but they were chilling, and he was getting inside his car, and he went to go buy, like, a motorcycle or some shit, and he had only two security guards, and, you know, this guy just came up and bang, 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 shot him inside his car while he was getting inside.
Triple X.
So.
Well, why did this guy shoot him? Just for shits and giggles?
Bro, if you have money, dude, You know, like,
if people could be envious.
If you have that type of mindset, they're like, yo, I'll do anything for money. They robbed X. Just like that. Robbed him, and, you know, they eventually got caught, but... Bro, I'm pretty sure they must have robbed PNB Rock. I don't know
what you don't think that there, it was somebody telling them to kill that person? And they would, their family would get a shit ton of money
from it? I think that
it?
It's more... I think it has more to do with, like... I mean,
that could also be a reason,
I think it has to do with, like, someone's pissed at them or someone envies them. Like, oh, they're not giving me money or something. Or they're jealous. Like, it might be someone from, like, back when they came out of the hood. Yeah. Like, it's one of their, like, old, like, boys was, like... This guy's not, like, helping me out and shit. Like, you know, he's rich as fuck. Like fuck him. Let me, like, take his life. Or, like, let me take that away from him because he's not giving me anything.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with that. And also, they probably do have, like, shit, like, ties back.
You know
back
what I'm saying?
Like,
maybe he owes somebody big money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, you want another one?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are...
No, yeah. No, I think it has something to do with, like...
I think there's a big part with money, bro. Like, there's no shot you're just gonna kill someone.
You have to kill one artist, though.
If I have to kill one artist right now, if I had the chance to?
On the spot.
On the spot?
Yeah, boom. You can instant transmission them here and a gun in your hand, loaded. Surefire. Will not fucking lock.
You know, it's funny you said that shit.
I swear to God, if you say Drake, dog, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you. The fuck did Drake ever do to you?
Yo, he made a lot of girls fall in love with him. Let's just say that.
Fall in love with who?
Look, I used to be a big ass simp. Okay?
Okay.
And one of my exes used to be in love with Drake, bro. To a point where she would be saying straight up to my face, like, I would fuck him.
Oh, like, yeah. That,
you know what I mean? That. And that just pisses me off, bro. And like... This whole entire, like even high school, like, people used to listen to Drake. I like the old Drake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I like, Sad Boy Drake, too. Yeah, I was just about to say that. But I like the old Drake and Sad Boy Drake. But, yeah, like, whenever Drake, like, just raps or just spits, bro, I feel man. Like... Dude, he
can do it all, man. Dude,
he doesn't freestyle. He just writes. And, like, the things that he says, okay, cool. But even if you were to see, like, the artists behind the songs, bro, there's, like, 8 names.
Yeah, but you see that on a lot of people's shit.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people, like, okay.
You're going to say Ghostwriter. Okay, I'd like to combat that. So, I think that, first off, everybody has help writing their songs. Okay? Once you get to a certain level. You know?
That is
true. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're bad. I have never... come out and been like, Drake is the best rapper. I've never said that. Right? He raps. I think he's good. Okay.
There's plenty of songs where his name's not even underneath the song, bro.
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't think of him as a great rapper. Okay? But lyrically, what he comes up with and the sound, right? When
other people come up with, okay.
Sometimes. It's not all the time, though. Like, there's two types of listeners to music.
Okay.
Some people that listen to the words, and then...
That's the type of person I am.
And don't really, like, hear, like, the melodies and shit. And there's some people that really just listen for the melodies and the sound
that's
and don't listen to the words.
Me.
That's me. Right? Somebody's like, oh my God, that lyric's so fire. I'm like, I wasn't really even paying attention, but the song sounds really good. Okay? For me, right, Drake's songs sound very, very good to me. Okay, and I also, once I've listened to him a lot, I've heard the words that he's saying and how they flow together. Okay, and I understand, you know, he didn't write all his shit. I'm not going to sit here and say that he did. But neither of us know...
As an artist, you fuck with them like that.
Yeah, neither of us have any true knowledge as to how much Drake has written himself and how much he isn't. Right? And guess what? Even if for some fucking reason, Drake has not written a single word... Okay? He still composes music fantastically. He's still a great producer.
True.
And he makes great fucking beats.
Drake?
They're fucking sick.
Drake?
Yeah.
I've never seen him actually produce anything.
Like, okay, I might not have said that, like, correctly. But I'm assuming he has a heavy
influence into the
music that's made.
Yeah. I'm sure every artist has some sort of, like, time in the studio. And they're like, yeah, pick this sound or do this.
And he doesn't do bullshit like Kanye, which would be mine.
Yo, that's the person I was going to bring up.
Which would be mine. That would be the person I'd kill. Get him out. It's fucking stupid. He's going off the walls. He needs to fucking figure his life out, aka
Do you think it's like bullet. Mental illness, or do you think he's just stupid?
I think he's just stupid. I don't believe in mental illness.
No, but do you think he's like off the rails? Because he could have gone off the rails.
I think he's off the rails. I think his fame.
I'm not talking about illness. I'm talking like is he stable?
No,
like,
I think his fame got to his head. I think this whole shit with Kim has absolutely ruined him. You know?
Have you seen the I'm sorry to cut you off. Have you seen the documentary about him? Not the documentary, but like the movie that he made?
No.
You haven't seen that yet?
He made the movie.
No, AKA he didn't make Bias. It. So, did you see it yet?
No.
It's on Netflix. You guys haven't seen it
yet? What is it called?
I think it's called like GOAT or something, or not GOAT. Dude, what's it called?
Genius,
there you go.
A Kanye trilogy.
So, okay, behind that story, there was this reporter that was in this big, like, industry or whatever, and he was just, like, you know, reporting different things about, you know, different people or whatever, and that was his main job. And then he came across Kanye, and he was like a 17 or 18-year-old kid, you know, producer. Only producing, like not even rapping. But Kanye always wanted to be a rapper. When he first heard Kanye and like his stories and like his mindset, he was like, you know what? Fuck this reporting job. I'm going to quit my job right now and just record your whole entire life because I know you're going to be big. For all these amount of years until now, he was recording his life. So he recorded Kanye like going into the first place where he tried to put his album out there, like recording his first song, like recording like
really.
Yeah, but apparently stuff. He was like a real like a genius producer. Like,
bro, no, I'm gonna say, but he's fallen off rails. A lot of
big rappers have come out.
Yeah. Life of Pablo for me was his turning point. That was the last album that I was like, okay, there's a good amount of songs in here that I like that aren't weird.
Yeah.
Past that, they all turned fucking weird, bro. Like he's releasing songs.
You didn't like Donda?
I didn't like Donda, bro. How can you have a 30 song album, right? And I only liked 5 of them. Now the 5 that I liked,
that's me too though.
The 5 that I liked were I think they're fantastic songs. Yeah. I'm not going to say he can't make great music. I have some recent songs of his that I really like. But you can't call him a good artist.
We talked about this.
If only 5% of your music
we'd kill in the world, and he said Kanye.
One of them,
yeah.
Because he's got to go out, bro. He stopped rapping, like, for real. Like, he just turned weird. Like, what's that song? The Whoop Diddy Scoop song? Like, that's a serious song, man.
To me, that was kind of weird was the one with, not Gucci Mane. What's his name?
Lil Pump.
Oh, yeah.
That one is like...
You're such a fucking...
Dude, seeing that video too, bro, I was just like, bro, what is this guy on?
No, the guy's like mentally unstable. I mean,
Lift yourself. You've never heard this song?
You have to hear this. I probably did, but this is where I...
So like the first part's like I was like okay, like I'm rocking. Like it's kind of like okay. Vibey, right? He goes like this next verse though. Yeah, this is the part. Goes crazy.
But they don't really realize though. This next verse though.
You've never heard this?
No.
I can't believe you haven't heard this.
Watch this. Go. Boopy dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee.
This is Kanye.
Whoop dee scoop dee.
This is a song.
Whoop dee scoop whoop. Whoop dee dee whoop scoop. Whoop.
I can't believe you've never heard this song. This is the biggest reason why I hate Kanye.
Dude, there's no way.
I'm deadass. It's a song. It's on Spotify.
There's no shot. He made a song like that.
Dude, do you want me to fucking play that shit again?
I'm telling you, it's just that he's mentally like
not there. What does he mean by that, bro?
This is what I'm saying. I don't even know if he had an explanation for it.
The guys.
He's probably gonna go deep into it though, bro. I was at church one day and some guy said whoop did it and I said scoop.
Scoop.
And from that day on,
whoop did it. He says it's a troll track.
Okay, see, like if he admits it, then okay. You know? If he's admitting to it, then okay, bro. But if he just,
I don't know.
Maybe it's not really meant to.
Let me read this real quick.
Maybe it's not meant for him to actually talk about his lyrics. Like, the actual beat was pretty fire. I'm pretty sure he made that, right? Cause
yeah. No way.
Yeah.
That was.
The thing is that I fuck with Kanye the most is his beats. His music. His, the way he just makes music, bro.
No, he's a I think.
And I make music too. Like, I've tried, but I've made like reggaeton beats. I've made house music, you know, like even indie rock.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, bro. The way he just makes music is just crazy, dude.
I mean, he went off the rails, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it was. It was even before Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look who just showed up, ladies and gentlemen. The man, the myth.
The single legend, Zapata.
I'm back, guys. Hey, I'm back. Did you hear our intro to the last episode or no?
About Miller, right?
About
no,
you.
No, it was about you.
It was about me?
Yeah.
You know what?
We're talking about the
actual live right now. On the episode, I'm going to look it up right now.
Are we talking about Miller?
I'll play
Miller?
For you right
Miller?
Here.
Miller Bustos.
Bustos? Well, what happened?
He was supposed to be on the podcast like about 7 times, and he's just flaked every single
time. Wow, Miller. You're whack for that, Miller.
Turn this up. Turn this up.
Juan, this is for you. Close the door. You haven't heard this?
Why did someone die? We died.
You.
You didn't hear this?
No.
I was laughing because I was like...
It's unfortunate.
Like straight up.
But Juan's love life has taken another L.
Damn.
You can't see us right now. But we're saluting.
We're saluting.
Good luck out in the streets, kid.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yo. Pause that.
Just want to make it clear that I ended things. It was me.
Yeah.
I said I was done.
Yeah.
I want to be
all that
single.
Other nonsense is bullshit.
It's gone.
Garbage.
Damn. Solo, though.
We're
since
about
to became,
okay.
Became a DJ.
Okay.
How massive...
Yeah, we've
how has it changed? How has it changed your game? Would you say you get more pussy now, or do you get more? All
right, look.
Now we've been missing this conversation.
Okay, now that this conversation is brought up...
Fuck it!
And people are going to go to the hour and 20 minute for this one. They're going to scroll everything. Just go to this part right here. All right, so look. Before, I would try to go up to girls, and I would just talk to them regularly, right? Now, as a DJ, whenever I do talk to girls now, let's say if I'm trying to get serious with them, they always bring up that fact. Oh, you're a DJ. Like, a lot of people come up to you. Can you play Bad Bunny? Yeah. And, you know,
Pepas,
and they,
play Pepas.
Yeah, play Pepas. Yeah, they don't say that anymore, but now they're just like, can you play Bad Bunny? But, bro, there's a lot of times where girls just come up to me and, like, they see me DJing. And it's not even my looks, too, bro. I feel like anybody can be a DJ nowadays and they could just fucking...
Pull,
bro. Like, anybody, dude. Yo, I've gotten with girls that are, like, 30 and plus old. Like, dude, it's honestly insane. And, like, the amount of girls that come up to me, it's... Nowadays, it's like I kind of keep distant from it because I'm like focused on it. But there's certain type of girls where I'm just like, dude, like,
can't resist.
I can't resist. And
what's your body count?
I can't say that.
Live.
On air. On air, but dude, I can say that.
Over 30?
So it's the,
I stopped counting. No, no, I stopped counting.
After?
At 50.
What? So, would you attribute that though to like DJing? Like, would you?
No, that was Willie P days, bro. Willie P days, I just took off, bro.
He had the dog in him.
Yeah, but would you say now that once you started DJing, is it
werewolf?
Oh, bro,
the amount or just the quality?
Literally. I can't. I think it's quality now. I don't like to just fuck around with anybody, bro. Like I, in the beginning when I first started DJing, bro, it was like every weekend was like someone like, you know, coming up to me and stuff, and I had a girlfriend at the time, so you know I would obviously turn them down. But me and my ex recently broke up like 3 months ago, and bro, these 3 months, it was like
these past 3 months,
yeah, bro, it's like every weekend I meet someone, bro.
Crazy numbers.
Don't do that.
Crazy. That's insane.
Yo, they make fun of me all the time because I'm like, bro, look at this girl, look at this girl, look at this girl.
And it's like
yo, it's always like, dude, I met her at the park, you know. Yo, shout out the park. If you guys ever are around Harrison and Kearney, come to the park. On Saturday, Friday nights, I'm there.
Yeah, you DJ every Saturday, Friday?
As of right now, like every Friday or every Saturday, yeah.
You weren't there last night, though?
I was there last night.
Not DJing, though.
No. I was DJing Saturday night.
Word.
But, yeah, that place is lit, bro. But, dude, the
park.
The girls, bro.
The park.
It's not even just that, too, though. Like, whenever I do, like, a private event, or, like, let's say if I go to another bar, like, or even, like, another club, like, dude, it's just the girls, bro. I don't know.
They just flock.
Older women, too?
Yeah, dude.
Older women. Baby moms.
Yeah. Wow.
Baby mamas.
Are you a baby child?
This guy loves sugar.
I was dating a girl for a while. I knew her for, like, 5-6 years, but she had a kid.
Shit.
So I was going in the route of being a stepdaddy.
Wow.
And,
But you've never received money from older women?
I could have, but I chose not to.
Wow. Why?
Only because I was just so focused. There was a point where, like, I was so focused on, like, DJing that, bro, I just cut everybody off.
Very true.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, so focused, and, like, I just, I was just grinding, and... But dude, the women out here, bro, especially as a DJ,
they be wildin'.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I met this one girl, bro. She was like 31, and like, if she ever hears this, she probably knows what I'm talking about. But, bro,
shout
like,
her out.
Nah, I'm not gonna shout her out. She'll probably hear this. But I was just DJing one night, and like, she came up to me, and like, you know, she was, like, talking to me, this and that, and one thing led to another, and, like, a week after, like, I was staying over her house. Like, I stayed over her house, and, like, her other friend was there, too, and, like, I slept in the middle, and, like, they...
Nah.
Yeah, but we didn't do anything, because my mistake was I got with her friend, too, but her friend was also 30. And mind you, I'm 25. I'm 20
experience.
Mind you, I'm 25 now, but I was, you know, 24. You know, so I'm like getting with older women, bro. Older women are the shit, though.
The word on the street.
It's the word on the street, and it's true.
Hit us up.
And
them too.
Yeah.
Hit all of us up.
Look, if you guys need people, bro, just. Come next to me one day when I'm DJing and you'll see how it is. And I don't like to be that guy like, oh yeah, I get so many girls. But dude, it's something that just happens.
No, it's valid. It's a valid
as a DJ, bro, you gotta have confidence too, bro. You gotta like if you know you're the shit and you're making people dance and shit, then it's like
you're cocky.
I'm not cocky though.
Then, like, you gotta have that, like,
that's confidence.
You gotta have that confidence. I don't like to say,
let's put it this way. If you're a DJ and you're not getting any ass, you suck. Quit.
But you're just not doing a good job. You're just not doing a good job, though. Because if you have girls dancing, they're gonna eventually be like, yo, who's DJing? And they look at you, bro. And I see it all the time, bro. I see it all the time. Like, they're dancing, whatever. I'm looking around because I'm honestly looking around to see if anyone's dancing. And I make eye contact with the girl. And, like, in my head, I'm like, I know she's going to come 30 minutes. Like, I know she is. And what did they do?
Wow.
They
fucking player, bro. Go fuck yourself.
Bro, but I'm not.
Damn.
That's the thing, though.
This guy's a king of the park. He's a fucking shepherd.
King of the park. King. You should have seen this kid on his birthday. Goddamn. Fucking Christ.
My birthday
Jesus
is another
Christ,
story.
Bro. I've never
Wait,
seen
so,
like
so
that.
Wait, so you were playing on, like, you were DJing on your birthday or just went out?
I DJed for like an hour, but, yeah, some my boy Frankie Vera. He's a good ass DJ.
Shout out Frankie Vera.
But he was DJing the whole entire night. But that night was insane, dude.
Wow.
Insane. It was at the park. But
look at this fucking dog abuse.
It was the second busiest night they ever had.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Shit be going down there.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, it is now time to go. From the deep. We go deep into the comments section, listen to you guys' opinions. Whatever. Regardless, yo. Next episode.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I have a business trip next week to Kentucky, Monday through Friday.
I'll fill in.
We have to do it this weekend. I can't do it this weekend. We'll figure it out. At some point, we will have the finale posted. With that comes the announcement of the winner of the fucking giveaway.
We posted a story today.
You should have seen it. All season we've been announcing this. Every fucking episode.
We don't want Miller to win. He's the only entrant. Right.
I swear to God, if Miller wins, we'll make a whole video about it, of how horribly we feel to give this guy the sweatshirts. All you have to do to enter is comment giveaway. And either a topic or a question that you guys want us to talk about on any of our Season 9 posts, that'll automatically enter you guys into the giveaway.
You'll be selected at random, so there's a chance that Miller wins even if someone enters.
Correct, which I'll be more accepting of. Regardless, we have comment from Ario.Maui on our last one with Caruso heart eye emoji. I was looking dummy thick in the last...
Hey, yo. Oh, I didn't even peep that.
You see how I put the face right on it, kind of tilted back?
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's
yeah.
Good photoshopping.
So, wow. Juan just ended. Oh, never mind. Anyway, Juan comments, from the deep, she not with Miller for sure. Babe, I don't even know what that means.
So where's she at, though? The comment.
Where's who at? What?
The caption was, where's she at,
though? Oh, where's she at, though? Yeah.
Definitely not with Miller.
Definitely not. She's in Russian prison. Anyway.
Before you say, what was the giveaway? Because honestly, I didn't even see.
Sweatpants.
Oh, that's
what we were designing. Yeah. Which they'll be being made shortly.
Weren't we going to talk about something like that? Or am I bugging out? Or we were like, oh, let's save it?
It was the rapper deaths.
No. We were saving something.
The rapper deaths.
No. About the... Oh, was it that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. The rapper deaths. It was the rapper deaths that we said it.
Okay.
But then we briefly touched it. We went off topic, but in an interesting way. I'm glad we discussed, because now I really have to evaluate a lot of things.
Yeah, our ghost reel.
Did you bring up 24 hours or whatever? Does Caruso want to become a DJ?
Yo, have you seen that?
Days, I've been watching it.
I don't want to become a DJ. I'm good where I'm at.
That's what he says on air.
No need for 50 bodies. Sheesh! Yeah. Thank you, DJ Lolo, for joining us on another episode of 2Deep Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at 2Deep Podcast, and make sure you follow Lolo. What's your Instagram tag?
Lolo Official. Follow me there. You'll see whenever I DJ. Come through to the park one day. Eventually, I'm going to be at clubs. So if you guys want to come through, it's going to be lit. I'm always the techno party of the whole entire scene. So
let's get it, baby.
Yo, thank you for having me, bro.
Yes, of course.
Thank you for coming, my boy.
Yo, thank you.
Guys. You need all my 4 million.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Fuck you,
next week.
McCarty.